This isn't for your eyes.
Welcome to another fantastic episode of the Groovy Ghoulies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Reese Griffiths, and as always, I'm joined by the other host, Mr. David White.
Yeah. Well done, man.
I don't know why I just had to do a hand gesture people could see. I was like, introducing you with my hands.
I enjoyed it. That's what matters.
Yeah. Oh, here we are. Another episode. Slightly delayed, due to us not doing anything, but because instead of doing the podcast, we thought it'd be a good idea to go get drunk. So we did that on a...
It kind of is to do with us being lazy as well, because we normally record on a Wednesday, and just neither of us contacted each other on that Wednesday, so we just didn't do it.
Yeah, we kind of forgot because we were too focused on going for drinks on a Sunday. Ever the professionals.
Exactly.
But here we are. We're back, ready, rearing, all fueled up on some Wrong Turn 2. Before we get into Wrong Turn 2, what's been happening? What's going on?
Not much, to be fair. Obviously, we got drunk on Sunday. Very drunk on Sunday. And I've been recovering ever since.
Yeah, I've been... getting up was hard work. Mm-hmm. Going for a bus was hard work. As somebody who doesn't rely on public transport all that often, having to find a bus was very traumatic.
Because I live in Cardiff and I don't know where to get the bus from.
Well, I don't know what bus I'm supposed to be getting on. Yeah. I don't know where I'm supposed to be getting
on
this bus.
There was a bus somewhere.
Just a bus somewhere. And that was lots of fun. I did it. I got on the bus.
Well, I mean, you're
on the bus fine.
Recording this, so I guess you managed to find your way home.
Okay. I was sat on the bus for like a whole fucking hour and a half, 2 hours to get home. Oof. Yeah. So it wasn't too bad. It was all right. It was worth it for the Sunday shenanigans.
Yeah. It was lots of fun. I did go and see Cocaine Bear.
Oosh, what did you think?
I loved it, man. It's so good. Yeah. Genius. Like, amazing.
Yeah, I went, when was it? I went to see it. Was it before we went for beers? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I went to see it and I took the wife. And I wasn't entirely convinced it would be her jam.
Yeah.
But part of me also didn't care. Because I wanted to watch it.
I mean, you didn't have to say that. It could have just been like a nice day out for you, too.
I like to be honest. But that was my whole, like, you know, switcheroo on it. It's like, look, we're going to go watch this Cocaine Bear. Mm-hmm. It might not be a jam, but we're out the house. We're together. We got no kids. This is nice. Yeah. This will be good. Be grateful.
Forced fun.
Forced fun. That's where the foundation of every solid marriage.
Exactly.
I went in not expecting it to be anywhere near as enjoyable as it was.
Yeah.
Especially all things considered with regards to the premise. Mm-hmm. considering it's got like, you kind of expect a film like with a title like Cocaine Bear to have like next to no fucking budget, be really over the top fucking CGI nonsense, kind of a direct to fucking DVD bargain bin movie. Yeah. So the fact that it was getting a cinema spin and that it was as good as it was for what it was, was amazing.
Definitely.
Without giving too much away, like, it's very aware of what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't try to do, to like pretend it's not a ridiculous fucking movie about a fucking grizzly bear doing fucking bricks of cocaine. But I fucking dug it.
Massively.
There's talks of sequels and spin-offs and fucking all sorts, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I saw the trailer and I thought, that looks pretty fun. And then you told me how fucking great it was, so I was pretty hyped going into it. And didn't disappoint.
Excellent. I'm glad.
A fitting send-off for Ray Liotta.
I wanted to like recommend it, and if it was for it to be fucking terrible. It's fucking marvelous. I might try and go watch it again. Saying that, the new Scream movie's out. Have you any interest whatsoever in Scream 6, is it?
Yeah, well, I saw the trailer for that whilst in the cinema for Cocaine Bear, and it does look really good, to be fair. But I still need to catch up on the previous entries first.
Yeah, I don't know where you've seen up to.
Maybe three.
Or do you even like... Right.
I did try and do like a Scream movie a day thing, or Scream movie a week thing a while ago. And I think I got up to three, maybe four. I definitely haven't seen the latest one. So
yeah. Latest one's all right. Mm. It seems to be somewhat... it's trying to pave its own path.
Right.
But it's got to acknowledge what's gone on previously before it can do that kind of thing. So there's some... Like, especially with this next one now, there's some major characters not in it for various reasons.
Right.
I'm keen. I mean, I'm always keen. I kind of have a somewhat soft spot. We've discussed the Scream franchise before.
Yeah.
Where I was young when it came out and everybody was talking about it was the scariest fucking movie they'd ever seen. And I watched it and was like, this isn't scary, and hated it. But then at the same time, we wanted to watch it again.
Yeah. I was kind of the same, Nick. I wasn't keen originally. Because being sort of not new to horror, but like, I was, 18, I think, maybe 16, 18 when the first one came out?
I think I was in high school, so I was like 12, 13. I know it was year 7, because I knew I was like 15, fucking, 16, begging for it to come out, I think.
So like, having all this other horror to then sort of dip into and enjoy, just some dude in a mask didn't really do it for me. If it wasn't like, it didn't have like that supernatural element that like Halloween has, kind of.
Yeah, fucking hell, man. Scream came out in 1996.
96. Yeah, I was fucking hell. I was 14.
Yeah, I was 12.
Jesus Christ.
I remember there was a whole thing about like begging to watch it because we were visiting relatives and they happened to have rented it.
Yeah.
And my mother was going out with said relatives to do something and was going to leave me in the house. And I was like, can I please watch this movie? And it was a case of, if your mother says it's okay. And yeah, I got the okay to watch it and was so fucking, because I was like, I'm finally part of like the in crowd. Yeah. I'm talking about this fucking movie everybody's talking about. Cool.
Yeah.
And then watched it and was like, you know what? I didn't shit my dap at all.
Didn't shit your dap. Is that an expression? Is that something we say?
It is now.
Okay, cool.
That's my new didn't shit my dap.
Yeah, I like it.
But yeah, I know. So ever since then, like, I've always had a soft spot for it. It's really weird because I wouldn't like rank it as one of my like favorite movies, but I've probably seen it like countless fucking times. I'm keen. I'm well keen. In fact, I'm trying to convince my wife to do another day out where we go to the cinema and watch something of my choosing.
Nice. More forced fun.
Yeah.
The one thing like I don't like about the new screen, I've seen like ads on Instagram and stuff where obviously Jenna Ortega is in it.
Yeah.
And so the first thing, like, it's a picture of Jenna Ortega and says, this Wednesday.
No. Oh,
that's kind of ruined it for me, you know?
That's cringe. Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm still like, I'm all for it. I think it's, there's something about just, because it has a tendency to introduce new elements in terms of, I say new elements, because the killers are always different. They have different motives and different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going in with the same people. Like, don't get me wrong. That doesn't necessarily make for a good movie. There have been quite a few questionable, like, oh, fucking hell, here we go. How is this one related? He's fucking so-and-so second cousin's mother's brother.
Yeah.
Fuck me. But, yeah, there's that. Whereas when you go and watch a fucking Friday the 13th movie, you know exactly who the fucking bad guy is straight off the fucking bat. With this, I like the kind of the guessing game.
Yeah, yeah.
I do enjoy that with the Scream movies. Plus, I just think the fucking Ghostface getup is fucking amazing. I don't know whether it's just the simplicity of it or Wild Bridges is fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, outside of that, cinema shenanigans. I recently went on a bit of soul-searching mission and decided that I've gone from eating a lot and having a relatively physically demanding job to comfort eating at that rather physically demanding job, but still being relatively active.
Right.
So putting on a few pounds, but not too many.
Yeah.
To then going and working as a fast food restaurant manager, where it wasn't necessarily as physically demanding. There were moments where, you know, you're putting stock away and whatever, and you're lifting boxes hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing anywhere near, but I'm surrounded by fucking fast food. So say, that went down well.
How many chili cheese bites did you consume over that period?
I don't know. In a 9-month period, probably twice my weight's worth of chili cheese bites. Easy. but that'd be it. Be like, all right, okay, I'm done for the day. I'm going to just grab myself a fucking strawberry milkshake and some chili cheese bites before I leave and just fucking go home. Chili cheese bites in the car while I drink my milkshake to get in and then have my tea. to now, my new current employment, where I do very little in terms of strenuous labor.
Right.
And so my hobbies, all of which include me sitting on my ass, eating to excess and drinking to excess and watching movies and TV and playing games and all that kind of stuff, means I don't really do much of anything.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to struggle to fit into some of my T-shirts, I've noticed.
<No way>.
Yeah. So I'm like, right, okay, fuck this. I was planning on doing this year ago, thereabouts, like January fucking last year.
Right.
But because I was all over the shop, I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do with my time. Mm-hmm. So I've decided I was going to do it now. I was just, right, fuck it, I'm doing it. Yeah. I'm fucking going. So I went and I joined the gym again.
Nice.
So, yes, I realized that I was, you know, carrying a bit of extra lumber.
Right.
But I didn't realize quite how unfit I was. So we signed up on the Wednesday and I had my first meet, because the leisure center, they kindly offer you 4 free sessions with an advisor.
Okay.
They marked it as a PT session, but it's not a PT session.
Right.
So the first one, I get my little induction on the Friday. She showed me around all the gear. Do I know how this works? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're running through it, around the go and all this stuff. And I walked away relatively like, okay, cool. I got a little bit of a sweat on. I've burnt several calories. This is all right. So Saturday I didn't go, but Sunday I went and did like swimming and then a bit of extra work in the gym. And I was like, yeah, I got this by the fucking balls. This is all right.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. According to my fucking smartwatch, I'm burning fucking loads of calories.
Right.
So this is good. But then I had a meeting with my PT again on Monday, where she's going to come up with an action plan.
Right, okay.
I said, okay, cool. I like it. I'll have an action plan. Yeah. I need something to know what the fuck I'm doing, because I'm not one of these like gym types that knows what they're doing. I haven't got a fucking clue, which is largely part of the reason why I don't do fucking anything, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So she's running through this plan. We're talking about it, and I'm sitting there thinking, she's got no idea how fucking unfit I am. This'll be interesting. So we go fucking downstairs. Right? She's got this master fucking plan. She's like, you know how to do these, don't you? Yeah, you know how to do those, yeah. So, okay, right, we'll run through these exercises.
Yeah.
So she showed me a couple of moves. Right. I'm like, okay, I can do that. So I'm doing what she's telling me to do, and we're correcting, like, oh, your posture's not quite right. Okay, we're going to do these lunges, then we're going to do these burpees onto a box, off a box, and burpee. All right, okay. Yeah. Fucking hell, I'm getting out of puff, and I'm fucking sweating. And then we're getting to the end, and I'm like, okay, there's only a couple more bits to do. And she's like, right, now what I want you to do is lie down. We're going to try and do some sit-ups.
Right.
Okay, no, sit-ups. I haven't done a sit-up in fucking years.
Yeah.
But I know how to do a sit-up, so I'm trying to do this fucking sit-up.
I get out of bed every day.
Yeah, exactly. I sit up off the couch.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do these sit-ups, and she's giving me pointers, and I'm like, fucking hell, my guts are going, and they're fucking bubbling away. And then she's got me doing these oblique twists where you get a weight and like you're twisting,
right,
and my guts are going again, and I'm blowing out my fucking ass in terms of like fucking knackered at this point. Like, she's like, are you okay? I'm just like, I just need to go to the toilet a minute. I had to rush off to the fucking toilet for an emergency shit.
No.
I'm sitting there. Trying to catch my fucking breath. My legs are fucking shaking.
That's the saddest image I can imagine, is you sweating your bollocks off, knackered, taking a shit in a gym toilet.
Not even doing the fucking plan. Yeah. Showing me what the exercises are in the plan. So, fuck, I'm catching my breath back a bit. Fucking right, clean up, fucking wash my hands, right? Okay, we do this. I got one exercise thing left to do, okay?
Yeah.
So you go out there, and I'm doing this weird fucking crunch thing on my legs. I'm just like, fuck me, I can't even feel my fucking legs right now. That was Monday.
Right.
Today is Wednesday. I'm still struggling to sit down because my legs are fucking hurting.
Oh, amazing.
I fucking, yesterday, trying to get up the fucking stairs. Jesus Christ. So yeah, I didn't realize quite how unfit I was, or how unconditioned my legs were.
Give it a month, man, and then go back, you know, do it all again.
Oh, this is it. We'll be back in tomorrow now.
Tomorrow.
Back in tomorrow. I was going to go back today, but because of the snow and the kids off school and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So fuck it. We'll do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making sure I'm still going, because she like... The poor lady that's doing the whole training thing, she said, oh, you know, I know it's hard work, but, you know, I hope I haven't put you off. I'm sitting there shaking, just, no, fine.
When you went for your shit, was she, like, waiting for you?
Yeah. I had to, like, ask permission, like a child, to go for a shit. And I was like, oh, well, I don't want to be sitting in you too long in case she fucking panics.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm sitting there trying to, like, fucking rush a shit. And catch my breath.
At any point during it, did you think, this is how Elvis died?
I was thinking as I was sitting on the toilet, oh, fucking, I wonder what my heart rate is. And I had a look and was just like, I don't know how unhealthy this is. Like, this is the last place I'd want to be found. It's like sat here. Your
smartwatch is just like bright red, just like, stop now.
But, yeah, no, that was... an eye-opener. Highly amusing, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of more gym tales as I maintain this fucking path for as long as I maintain it.
New segment, Griff's,
yeah.
Griff gym tales.
How close did Griff come to shitting himself in the gym today?
Oh, amazing.
But yeah, have you been watching anything else lately outside of...
I did watch a couple of films that have been on my watch list for a while that I never got around to. So I finally watched The Raid.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Enjoyed the shit out of that.
Yeah, it's fucking dope.
Yeah, man. And I watched Willy's Wonderland.
All right, yeah. Nicolas Cage's Five Nights at Freddy's doodah.
Exactly, yeah, where he has no lines whatsoever, but he's still fucking amazing at it.
Yeah, that was it. I don't know how much he got fucking paid, but he just basically essentially grunts the whole way fucking through.
Exactly. It's still amazing.
Stellar performance.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, not much other than that, man. What about you?
Yeah. I'm still chipping away at The Last of Us.
Right.
Which, are you watching it at all?
Or
you,
Nah.
It hasn't got quite the same for me personally, and I'm well aware this might be like, you know, causing aggravation somewhat.
Oh shit. This controversial corner.
It hasn't got the same intensity as the game.
Yeah.
And it's very much moving at a very brisk pace.
Right.
Which I think HBO should have maybe taken on board, given the end of like, given the end of Game of Thrones and how they like fast tracked and everybody's like, it's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, take your time. Take your time. Do it right. It's not terrible by any means. I'm not shitting on it saying it's shit. It's just, it's not quite what it could have been in my humble fucking overweight fucking middle of nowhere bumfuck got nothing to do with filmmaking or Hollywood whatsoever opinion.
Yeah, humble. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, when has like a TV show lived up to your expectations, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well that's it. It's sort of, it's good, and I can understand if somebody was watching it that had never played the games. Mm. I'm sure they'll get a lot more out of it than people who've played the games.
Right.
There are a lot of Easter eggs in there and a lot of sort of, ooh, cool, they've shown this and they're going to show that. But there's a lot of pieces that the story essentially is about building up this relationship between Joel and Ellie.
Yeah.
And because of the fast tracking, they're still managing to do it, but it doesn't feel as, I don't know, fucking deep. That sounds like the wrong kind of word to use, but yeah. Doesn't feel as strong a bond as I was feeling while I was playing it, whether that was because I was more immersed in it playing the game, I don't know, but it's not what I was hoping for, but not in a bad way.
What else have I been doing? You've been playing any games?
I've been playing the Evil Dead game still, so they give that away on PS Plus recently.
Yep.
I got 2 trophies left for a platinum, so I'm fucking trying to hammer away at that.
Of course.
Well, this is fucking ridiculous, right? So the fucking game comes out, and I'm like, oh, cool, Evil Dead game, nice, magic, awesome. I played 2 games, and I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing or what's going on here. This is garbage.
Yeah.
So traded it in.
Yeah.
It's free. I pick it up. Because it's free. I'm like, oh, I'll give it another go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, man, this is great. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
So I've been like milking the fuck out of it. I played, they've got like a Battle Royale version on it as well.
All right, yeah.
So I was playing that and my boy was well impressed. He was watching. And I played the first couple of games, I was like getting 6th or 8th position. I was like, oh, okay. It's not great. See if I can get into the top, like, fucking 5.
Yeah.
So then I got 4th, and he was well impressed.
Right.
And then the next game, I won. I come first.
Yeah.
And he was there to witness it, and he was going fucking batshit, because he was just like, you won! You won! You're number 1! You come first! You won! I was like, I did, yeah. This isn't like Fortnite or anything to get overly excited about winning.
Yeah.
But I did come first. Needless to say, I've never gone back to the Battle Royale mode.
I've won it. Why would you?
Yeah, completed it. Job done.
Yeah.
But I got 2 trophies left, so I'm chipping away at that. But I've also been playing the Dead Space remake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Dead Space, which is absolutely fucking flawless. In and of itself, is one of like my favorite games, I think, ever.
It was great.
Like, there's so much going on there that ticks all of my fucking boxes.
Yeah.
Because how much of the franchise did you dip into? Did you play 2 and 3?
I played through 2. I played like half of 3, maybe.
Yeah, 3 is where it really fell off the fucking bandwagon. But yeah, fucking hell. It's like, I know everything that's coming. So it's not quite as effective as the first time I played it.
Yeah.
But still, it's enough. It still scares the fucking shit out of me. Like, I can get up on a Saturday morning, kids can still be in bed. I'll chuck it on. Within 5 minutes of fucking playing it, I need to shit. Like, it's like coffee to me. I'm just like, fucking hell. Boo time.
Exercise and being scared as well. Your coffee.
What causes me to shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Who would have thought lunges and fucking box burpees will be what got my fucking dodgy guts dislodged? But yeah. What about you? You've been playing anything decent lately?
I did pick up Ratchet and Clank, the new one.
Oh, nice. What do you think?
Yeah, really good, man. Yeah. I prefer the last one they did on the PS4 right. in terms of like gameplay and stuff. But
yeah,
it's really good. I'm nearing the end. So
it's a fucking beauty to look at.
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I think that was one of the ones I got when I picked up the PlayStation. Mm. 5 and was just like,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy good to look at.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm probably gonna try and get the platinum in that. Not just gonna fucking matter now. Because like I checked out your trophy list the other day, 60 platinums. I'm just like, I really need to get on some of these like, you know, crappy hour
piss easy ones. Piss easy.
Yeah, exactly. Try and catch up a bit.
Well, that's it. Now that I'm like in front of the people that I care about, I've eased off now. I'm not bothered.
Of course.
It was just that hyper-focus thing. It was just like, oh, shit. Platinum trophies. Oh, I've almost caught up with Dave. Dave had like a PS3. Dave should be miles in front of me. Right, I got to get past Dave.
I didn't really care about platinums until the PS4. And yeah. It was Horizon Zero Dawn was my first platinum.
Oof, nice.
So like, that was sort of halfway through the PS4's life cycle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like it wasn't a thing to me until then. And after that, then it's like, oh, well, that's kind of platinum. Yeah.
I was looking at Chris's, because they give you the level as well, don't they?
Yeah.
So I don't think I was too concerned with the platinums, he says, with fucking 60 odd platinums. Yeah. So where they do the score on your PlayStation based on how much game score is Xbox, yep. How many trophies you've got, because each trophy's worth X amount, and they level you up.
Yep.
It wasn't too far behind our friend Chris, and I was like, oh, that's my next, like, target. I'm going to get in front of Chris.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm in front of Chris. I'll have to double check. But yeah, that's like, you know, I can do those things. I can like be focused on those things and hammer that out.
Yeah.
I can get in front of all of my friends with trophies, but can I be asked to get off my fucking ass and go to the gym? No.
Well, I mean, it's time to prove yourself wrong, you know? How many times can you shit yourself in the gym in a week?
Exactly. That's the new target. It's like, how many times can I work myself to the point where I need to go for an emergency poo in the leisure center toilet?
He worked out so hard he shit himself.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be my new, like, I'm going to Instagram it on my personal account. Just picture of me in the toilet. It happened again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you finally did it.
Real progress comes from shitting yourself.
Exactly.
If you ain't shitting, you ain't working.
No pain, no shit, I guess. Yeah.
So outside the games, we've sorted out our the fucking useless fucking blah. Yeah, so games, cool. This new one's coming out, I'm keen for. No, I don't want to talk about that either. What music have you been listening to? What's on the playlist?
Oh, yeah, we've got a new playlist.
The Ghoulies fucking playlist.
Playlist. To be fair, man, I've just been listening to one album, the new Hell Ripper, and I fucking love it. It's so good. I liked a couple of tracks before, but this album is just oof, something else. So the playlist, pick out two tracks that I've put on you. First one being, I put a couple of tracks on here from bands that are playing Bloodstock. I think that's going to be my nice. Thing now, going forward until after Bloodstock. So I tracked on some Devil Driver and some Gate Creeper. But one track I want to talk about is by a band called Squid Pisser.
Squid Pisser, nice. Yeah.
The only reason I checked them out is because 3-1-G.
I was going to say, isn't they like the latest addition to 3-1-G?
3-1-G, yeah. I saw JP posting about them. So I thought, check them out. Yeah, really fucking good stuff. Only two tracks out on Spotify so far, but I think I'll be checking that album out.
Nice.
And I put on some Sodomite Cadaver, as you would. bit of a shit fucker. But one track I want to highlight is by a band called Young and In the Way. You know?
I can't say I have, no.
Now, the band name sounds like something I'd fucking hate, but I love them. And they've released a cover of a Candlemas song called Solitude. And Candlemas, another band playing Bloodstock. And it's from a split they did with Gate Creeper, another band playing Bloodstock. Nice. But yeah, so good. So good. So yeah, check that one out if you get a chance.
I've been attempting, obviously, now that I'm like one of these fucking gym rats and I'm going to go all the time and, you know,
it's going to become your personality now. You're just going to become a gym guy.
That's it. The podcast is slowly going to fade from movies to gym stuff. I've been looking for some fucking jams to pump iron and fucking move to.
So you're not just listening to the Conan the Barbarian soundtrack on repeat now?
No, but that's a good fucking choice. I might add that to my fucking list. So let's have a look. What have we got? I really like a band called Gulch.
Yep.
And I've got a track on the playlist called Lie, Deny, Sanctify, which is fucking boo. I don't even know what that is, but it's that.
Right. I understand.
And then I had a notification saying, oh, don't forget about tickets for Weed Eater.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing Cardiff. And I was like, what? Tickets. They're playing the Globe, I think.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, oh, yeah, fucking Weed Eater. I haven't listened to them in ages. So I put Weed Eater Wizard Fight on.
Nice.
Because I was like, dope. Wizard Fight. Weed Eater. Cool.
Wouldn't have paid you as a Weed Eater fan to be there.
No, there's a couple of... They do... there's two tracks. I think one's called Sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And one's called something else. And they're like fucking acoustic. Like I say acoustic. They're really like toned down fucking... Yeah. I think he's playing on a banjo on fucking one of them.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I fucking love those. Which is really... It's like a real contrast to what they're usually doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's good gym jams, as I call my
gym jams
gym playlist. Yeah, boy. It's fucking great. I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I've spelled it gym. Yeah, jams.
Of course, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, so at the moment, I'm looking for some hearty ballads for...
What do you mean by hearty ballads? Because I can something recommend you some shit, like there's going to be fucking, you know, stuff to get your blood pumping. Like.
Yeah, let me have a look. I'll reel off some stuff that's on the Jim Jams playlist.
Okay.
So we got Repentless by Slayer, You'll Never Be One of Us by Nails, Thumbsucker by Pig Destroyer.
Nice.
I put some Nails on the playlist. Must Die.
I put some Nails on the playlist.
I did see, yes. I do like Burn Nails. Homewrecker, Converge, Attitude by Misfits, fucking Drunken Marksman by Taint. There's a few doozies on there.
Oof.
But that's, yes, Jim Jams. It's a work in progress.
Nice. When I used to go running, I just used to put on Napalm Death, pretty much. consistently allows to get me going.
Well, I was it. I was like, oh, cool. I'll just slam on some fucking All Pigs Must Die and I'll be good. Yeah. That's like my jam.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, let's mix it up. Let's mix it up, chuck it on shuffle, and then it's like a little treat to my ear holes. Every now and again, it'll be a random little ditty.
A random little Jim Jam. Nice.
Yeah, I wonder what's coming. I could be there rowing away 1 minute to fucking some Slayer, and then next thing I know, I've got something else playing that's not Slayer in me ear holes.
Oh, we're so good at this.
Cool, let's get into Wrong Turn 2 and some more inbred cannibal titties.
Cool, let's do it. Can I cut that and use it for every, like, shifting conversation?
This breaks down. I don't know if we get done for copyright, but...
I mean, you can say that it's slightly different. You added a do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Doodle-a-doo! I drew the do out.
Yeah, sorted.
Okay, Wrong Turn 2. 2007. Now, I've got very special, fond memories of watching this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because this came out back when we were living in the Cardiff house.
Yes.
And I don't recall it getting a theatrical release. I may be wrong, but I think if it had, I would have been keen to have gone to the cinema.
Yeah.
So I think it came straight out on DVD. We picked it up and then got really fucking hammered while watching it. So I have seen it again since then, yeah. But I think all of my fondness for the film may be tied into the fondness for that evening.
Yeah, possibly.
The evening shenanigans.
It was a fun evening, to be fair. I mean, also Henry Rollins is in it, so.
Well, exactly. Let's get into the really... I don't want to start off by fucking slating it.
Yeah. Why not?
Let's get into the fucking... I was going to like really criticize the plot, but in the grand scheme of things, as the films go on, it's a very good fucking plot. A group of reality show contestants find themselves fighting for their survival against a family of hideously deformed inbred cannibals who plan to ruthlessly butcher them all. Bah, bah, bah. Following on from Wrong Turn 1, you think it's all over the way Wrong Turn 1 ends? Well, do you? Because as the end credits roll at the end of Wrong Turn, we get to hear the weird maniacal cackle of a fucking laugh.
Yeah.
But this is a whole new, like, litter of inbreds. I don't know what they're like.
What the collective noun is.
Yeah, for inbreds. But that's the other thing. This thing doesn't... it kind of crosses... two trains of thought here,
mm-hmm.
where the original mum and dad are not necessarily inbred, if I remember correctly. I was in the process of trying to do several other things while also watching the film when this bit comes up.
Yeah,
in conversation.
But yeah, you say normal. They're very like hillbilly.
Yes. But I don't think so. They live out in the middle of the holler,
yeah.
where. The woodworking place used to be the lumber mill, and when they decided to close the lumber mill, they just poured all the chemicals into the river, which killed off all the wildlife, made the water undrinkable. But obviously the families that stayed drank the water, not knowing that it was bad, and it created these deformed babies. So it implies that they're not necessarily inbred,
yeah.
because they've just deformed from drinking the water.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely some sister-brother going on later in the film. So they didn't start off necessarily inbred.
Yeah.
But they definitely inbred later.
Hey, so we look like this already. What's the worst that can happen?
Who's going to fuck me like this? Yeah. Nobody. I'm going to fuck my sister then.
Exactly. Inbred logic.
Yeah. Sound logic.
Yeah.
So Henry Rollins is an ex... military colonel who's now like running this I say running. He's like the front man to this game show where the apocalypse has happened and all this bad shit's going on. And these contestants are in the woods and they're trying to survive.
Yeah, so like any reality TV show, you just gather the worst people on earth and put them together in a bad situation.
Yeah, so there's a few questionable, irritating individuals for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, meet the first as always,
one right off the bat.
Yeah, there's this right opening scene, fancy, flashy, red sports car zooming through the woods. This lady complaining about how she doesn't know where the fuck she is or where she's going, and this shitty job on this TV show, blah 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 blah. Out of the woods steps a figure that she hits with the car. So panic sets in, she slams the brakes, she's concerned, oh fuck, have I just killed somebody? Goes to sees the person on the floor and tries to like hello and shake him awake. The person wakes up, turns out it's one of these fucking hillbilly inbred redneck weird
cannibal
fucking water drinker cannibal folk. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And he proceeds to bite her fucking face off, like her whole fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And this is like, I don't know, less than like fucking 3 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
Like straight off the bat, no fucking messing
about.
No, straight in. Girl's freaking out, as I imagine you would if somebody just chewed off your fucking lips.
Yeah.
Only to be met with a much bigger, whatever I said earlier, inbred hillbilly, funny water drinking cannibal, who proceeds to cleave her in two with a giant fucking axe.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Straight in. That's like, no messing about.
Yeah.
No, like, build up. No, like, yeah. Oh, you know exactly where you're at. Straight in. 3 minutes. We've already got fucking cannibal, mutant, weirdos.
I mean, we don't need any more plot at this point.
No, yeah. It's the movie sold itself on 3 minutes. However, there needs to be some sort of plot in order to string the rest of the movie along. Yeah. So we've got this game show premise and Henry Rollins, and he's going to sort them all out. So they've all got these weird little cameras, head cameras strapped to each other and to each other, to themselves. And they're going to go team up. And of course, they put like the least likely pair together, and they put the like overly sexually charged weirdo with the lesbian, so they're never going to hook up despite all his best efforts. And they put like
that guy, I could not wait for him to be killed.
Yeah, so fucking irritating. They put like the sporty, used to play like football, but he hurt his shoulder guy with like the slutty girl, hoping that they'll like hit her off and all this kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And the game show starts and they go off into the woods and chaos ensues.
They do run into quite a bit of mischief.
Just a little bit of shenanigans.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think in the grand scheme of things, in terms of sequels, plot-wise, they couldn't have done much better.
No. I mean, the plot is okay. It's there, you know? It's fine. The movie is great. I loved it. Like, some of the kills were great. Henry Rollins is like, he's what you want Henry Rollins to be in a film, you know? He's just like this badass who goes around killing things, like rubbing mud on his face to, you know what I mean? Shit like that.
Well, listen, he plays like a full on fucking commando, like a full on fucking, I've seen some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fucking fight people. So there's one scene where, like, somebody starts shooting. He's laying these traps for the game contestants.
Mm-hmm.
When they trip these tripwires, they go off and they've got X amount of time to complete this task. And there's this whole thing where, like, hears a rustle in the bushes. And instantly his army training kicks in. He's all like, I know somebody's there.
Yeah.
And he, like, warns them, you know, you don't want to fuck with me, pal. Goes to walk back to his bike, his little quad. And all the tires have been like stuck with arrows, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So he can't go anywhere. He's like, fucking weekend warriors. And then out of nowhere, then he gets shot out with a bow and arrow, and like this arrow goes sailing past him, and he's like, oh fuck, it's happening, it's going down. Survival mode kicks in, and he's fucking running through the woods and the trees, and he's trying to fucking see what's going on. And he's hiding by a tree, you know, and this axe fucking comes flying at this fucking tree, right next to his fucking face. He turns and sees the guy, he pulls out his fucking knife, throws his fucking knife at the guy, catches the guy right in the fucking shoulder.
Yeah.
Just fucking, this guy's like John fucking Rambo.
He's amazing.
Rollins Rambo. Yeah. He means fucking business. He ain't fucking around. He's clawing through the mud, the blood. There's a bit where, like, he does a double-handed, like, he's tied up at one point,
yeah,
like a fucking hog hanging from a fucking tree. Does, like, a swinging double fist into the guy's cock and balls to, like, wind him so then he can, like, escape.
Yeah.
He's just, he's on fucking fire.
Yeah. He literally blows three people up. It's amazing.
Yeah. just with sheer fucking skill.
Yeah. Like explosion.
That's what they train you in the army.
Yeah. Have to fucking blow.
It's how to fucking stick dynamite on people and kick them out the fucking door.
Exactly.
And how to strap dynamite to a bow and arrow and shoot some fucker in the back.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's got mad skills. I got nothing but love for Rollins in this. Yeah. Nothing but love.
Yeah.
Like, I can, some of the others, bit questionable.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Rollins just knows exactly what he's doing. He does it fucking flawlessly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my only problem with it is it's called Wrong Turn 2 Dead End. And there wasn't one fucking dead end in there. You know what I mean? I didn't see one.
Goddamn marketing again. Yeah. There's a whole, I do feel, right? So with Wrong Turn 1, and I don't mean this as a negative,
mm-hmm,
although it may very well come across as a negative.
Right.
Wrong Turn 1 was very much trying to be a certain caliber of movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was trying to set itself as like a big hitter, I think. I think like the production's there, the sort of direction, all that kind of stuff is there. Mm. This, without any disrespect to anybody involved, is very different movie. It's a very, like, it's a step down.
Yeah.
Obviously, though, that's probably tied up to budget restraints, etc., etc., etc.
Well, it's a director video, director DVD film. You know, it's clearly that.
Yeah. But it knows it, and it does what it does very well, all things considered.
Yeah, yeah.
I say all things considered like it's a bad thing, but yeah, it does what it says it's going to do very well. I think it ramps up. So whereas the first one's trying to be somewhat more serious, if you will, this one very much embraces the, like, the fucking weird rednecks.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they look a lot more fucked up in this, and they're sort of, they're almost more aggro, if that makes sense. In this,
yeah, like, and this one embraces the humor quite a bit more as well.
Yeah.
But you've got that whole brother sister fucking going on in this, mm-hmm, which wasn't in the previous ones. It was implied that the family were inbred, but nothing to quite the same extent as this clearly demonstrates that they're fucking inbred. And again, there's a lot of sort of tongue in cheek bits and pieces with kills.
There's a lot more gore as well.
Yeah. Like, it ramps up everything you want from this kind of sequel is in this movie. Like, they clearly understood the question and did a fucking incredible job with it.
Yeah, man.
There's boobies in this one, which there isn't in the other.
Yeah.
We get to see some tits. There's some
I was wondering how long it would take you to bring up the boobies.
Well, I was just thinking I got to sort out those fucking tick cards now. scorecards But yeah, no. Like I said, it ran as the way the series ends up going, where there's just tits everywhere, this is like where we start to see, I don't want to say the decline of the quality of fucking cinema, but... It starts to go off. This is like, okay, we're going for fucking silly. We're going for over the top fucking. I mean, three people get blown up by dynamite.
Yeah.
And we start to get the nudity involved, didn't you? Yeah. I mean, it's fucking. There's nothing about this that's still, like I said, going into it, I was somewhat concerned that all my feelings on the film would be tied up with the first time watching it and us all getting fucking drunk and having a whale of a time.
Yeah.
But even watching it now, I still think, actually, it's just, it's fucking great fun. It's like, it's one of those movies that's just a lot of fun.
It is a really fun movie, yeah.
Like, it's, again, so my son is getting to a point now where he's old enough to watch some stuff, and we're dipping into some stuff, and I was thinking, oh, Wrong Turn's quite a good one.
Yeah.
Like, it's not too, it's pretty fucking spooky, but it's not too fucking gross or too, you know, it's not going to give him too much in the way of nightmares, I don't think. It's not quite as bad as some other stuff by any means. But then after watching Wrong Turn 2, I'm like, there's no way I can show him the first one. Because if he wants to watch the second one, then you've got, like, inbred fucking...
Yeah.
You got... There's one scene where the essentially the director of this little shenanigan is trying to make the American football player guy and the slutty girl hook up, and the rugby player... The rugby... fucking hell. The American football guy... is not interested whatsoever. So the girl's kicking off because she wants some screen time. So she then proceeds to perform fellatio on the director.
In order class to... up, man.
Classy podcast. Yeah. In order to try and get some more screen time.
Yeah.
In the woods, little brother inbred is watching and getting very excited and playing with himself. Little brother's little sister finds him, starts beating the shit out of him for wanking to this attractive lady.
Yeah.
She then proceeds to, like, run down the fucking bank with a fucking knife to murder said lady.
Yeah.
Later on in the film, we hear this screaming, and our band of survivors believe it's one of their friends, only for when they get through the brush and see what it actually is, it's the brother and sister fucking on a log, but the sister's wearing the face of the pretty girl. Like, she's literally got a fucking bag on her head, if you will, for being so fucking hideous. He's like, I'm busting for a rub. I am. You're my sister. I can get past that if you weren't so fucking hideous. Put on this dead girl's fucking face and then I could definitely do it.
I mean, that's implied. They don't actually speak about that.
No, they don't. It's not like a 3-minute conversation. Yeah, like a deep meaningful. That is one of my only criticisms, actually, now that you mention it and have refreshed my memory.
Yeah.
The fucking dialogue between these guys. Look, I know they're fucking inbred, but it doesn't mean they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But they sit there talking to each other. It's like, what the fuck is he saying? Like, why can't he talk?
Yeah.
If dad talks normal, like, just. I know you've got some slight deformities from your inbredism, but, like, just your, speak.
Your criticism is they weren't doing, like, Shakespearean soliloquies at each other. These inbred cannibals.
My criticism there was the inbred cannibals were hamming up the inbred cannibalism by, instead of engaging in normal fucking conversation, we're just muttering at each other. But yeah, no. And again, the thing I also like with the Wrong Turn movies is they're all kind of standalone. So there's no, like, we don't see any of the characters from Wrong Turn 1 coming back for Wrong Turn 2.
No.
We don't see any of the characters from Wrong Turn 2 in Wrong Turn 3, I don't believe. It's been a long time since I watched it.
Yeah.
But I'll probably have to eat these words next time we record the next episode. yeah, no, this is a solid, like, yes, from me.
Yeah,
I fucking dig it.
Yeah, what was your favourite kill?
I mean, again, at this point, spoilers, right? We just do spoilers.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. So if you haven't watched it, by all means, stop listening to the podcast when we start talking about it. Watch it and then come back. We won't be offended.
We'll just turn the volume down so we get that listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that starts. Bump our starts a bit.
I think one of the, like, it's just fucking clever. I just love the way the shot is done.
Mm-hmm.
Is the end kill of Mum and Dad when they go into. So these inbreds are essentially taking up house in the old lumber mill.
Yeah.
And what they've got is where they used to dice up all the trees. I want to say stumps, but it's not fucking stumps. What's the fucking
tree,
logs, the barks, the fucking trunks, the fucking.
Tree trunk, yeah.
The long bits of tree.
Yeah. Big, thick, long bits of tree. Right.
Mulch all that into pulp.
You probably could just say wood, to be fair.
they're using that to, like, they throw out all the offal into it, so it just grinds it all up into a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, when there's the whole fight thing and they're fighting in front of the inevitable death machine,
yeah,
and Mummy and Daddy accidentally get knocked into it, and they get ground up, and just watching all that fucking mess fall out of the fucking other end.
Yeah.
That was quite fucking good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
What about yours?
I think mine was the lesbian and the annoying guy when they're tied up upside down and the one shoots an arrow through both of them at the same time.
Yeah, so they're running away in the woods together. They're still looking out for each other, and the annoying sex pest hits a kind of tripwire and gets rope tied around his foot, hiked up into the air, and the army lesbian who can't bring herself to leave a man behind tries to help him, however, gets caught in her own trap, mm-hmm. and they both end up in the tree swinging together side by side. They kind of hug together and they're like, oh, it's okay, you won't be on your own, we're in this together now. And Daddy Inbred and Sonny Inbred are there, and Daddy Inbred's trying to teach Sonny Inbred how to shoot arrows properly.
I mean, and he nails it, to be fair.
He does, yeah. He doesn't need much in the way of practice.
Yeah.
Straight through the fucking back of one head, out of the other head. Yeah, it's fucking pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
The one thing that I do kind of somewhat take umbrage with, but I might have to bite my tongue on this.
Right.
So at the end, they explain through the film about the mucky water, right? Yeah. The mucky water. Don't drink the mucky water. Then there's a bit where they're showing you them filling up a bottle with the mucky water. Green, fucking weird, slimy water.
Yeah.
And they try and put a baby nipple thing on it, you know, other fucking bottles that the kids' babies drink out of.
Teat.
Teat, that's the one. A teat. I'm just thinking of tits, but teat. I'll do. And they tried to feed this bottle of mucky water to this hideous fucking baby, right? Which I thought was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But then the baby doesn't want that. What the baby wants, apparently, is a severed finger to chew on, which I thought was a nice little treat.
Yeah, yeah.
However, I don't think we ever see the baby in any of the future films.
Oh, what?
I think that was a missed opportunity there. I would have loved to have seen Arseface Inbred running around...
As a toddler.
Cackling away.
Yeah.
Just fucking... Blah, 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 blah. He's running through the fucking woods chasing them because he can't do much of anything else with his weird fucking face.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. In terms of, like, franchise, so far, still strong. Still going strong. Still, like, I'm surprised we're still not getting Wrong Turn movies.
But when's the last one come out? Didn't they, like, remake the first one as well?
They did, yes. That came out 2019, 2020.
Okay.
And they kind of change up some stuff with that. 2021. So not even that long ago.
Yeah.
It's not by any means bad, but I think it would have done better from being not necessarily a Wrong Turn movie.
Right.
And just being something else. But being its own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Being something else, yeah. Can't be a Wrong Turn movie. It can be something else.
Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Why not?
They could have fucking... I wouldn't be surprised if they did a Hellraiser thing. But yes, I'm looking forward to dipping into three.
Yes.
I believe, let me just double check with a magic box. Wrong turn three. Wrong turn three, left for dead. When the transfer brush let me get my film voice back on. When the transfer bus crashes in a West Virginia forest, a group of convicts and one a corrections officer. Somebody needs to rewrite that. let me try again. Right. When the transfer bus crashes in a West Virginia forest, a group of convicts and one corrections officer meet a rafter who is on the run from cannibalistic hillbillies who have murdered her friends.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, now you know shit's going to get real because it's convicts. They ain't fucking about. Yeah. They're not going to be scared of no fucking hillbillies. They're going to be fucking tooling up, getting ready to tango.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, boy. Excellent. On that note, check out Instagram for stuff that we're going to post. We'll post stuff.
Check out Instagram. It's a social media app where people post things.
We've got an account. I'm struggling to find things to post about.
Yeah.
So what I might do, I'll just put a post up and you could tell me what you want to see. Whether you want to see like random fucking horror stuff I've got, or whether you want to see some movies that I've got. I don't know. I'm like at a loss. But I'll leave it up to you, good people.
Just gym selfies, man.
Yeah, gym selfies. That's it. That's the key in it. Yeah. If I do gym selfies while I'm taking a shit, being a horror t-shirt,
yeah.
I encapsulate all elements. Okay. You've got the fucking comedy gold of me shitting myself,
yeah.
Horror themed because it's fucking, I got a t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm covering the gym thing because I'm sitting in the gym toilet.
Exactly.
Winner.
I mean, maybe.
At this point, it's got to be worth a try. It's a
very niche market you're advertising yourself to there.
Yeah. I took a picture once, right? And posted it on Instagram. Might be an Instagram. I went to go to the toilet and realized I had a hole in my pants. I think I put it on Twitter. And there was a hole in my boxers. Mm-hmm. And I put, you know, oh no. There's a hole in my shorts. I need to buy like new shorts, something like that.
Right.
Just bored. Yeah. Doing a job somewhere, bored. And somebody messaged me and offered to buy my broken pants.
How much?
Which was, I didn't ask. I just kind of ignored it. I was just like, oh God. It's a bit weird.
You could have been onto a moneymaker there, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you charge for like men's pants? I've only ever heard of women selling pants. And again, what if he wants me to do something weird with them? That's the other thing, right? Okay, so the whole pants thing. Like, for people who have sold their pants, and by all means, if you have sold your pants, please inform me so that I can learn, because I always want to be learning. So the whole DNA thing, right? So what if, right? And this is just my brain going into fucking overdrive,
right.
Because I've got like, I have to kind of think several steps ahead. So I don't know if we were talking about this. I was talking to somebody else about it, about like how there are people out there that I know that do a bit of scheming now and again.
Right.
And I'm all like, oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I could do some scheming. And then I'm all like, I think about it to the nth degree and I'm all like, no, I definitely get caught. I'd either get caught because of this, or this. And I'm not talking about like, I'm going to go murder somebody or anything. It's like, oh, you can do some training. And if you do this training, it's just an online course and you say you're going to do it and you haven't got to turn up, you still get money. Right. And I'm all like, no, they'll know because they'll check my email and I wasn't online when they did the course and they'll ask for a refund and I'll have to give them the money back and,
yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah. So the pants thing, right? Backtrack. So if somebody asks, right? Now this is my brain fucking overdrive mode, right?
Yeah.
They want to buy my pants.
Right.
My pants. I'm, okay, cool. Okay. So let's say I'm down to sell my pants. And let's say they're like, okay, I want you to come in the pants and then send them to me.
Right.
So obviously I'm going to charge extra, right? Because that's like a special feature.
Yeah.
I don't just walk around in cum-crusted pants.
No.
That's a general rule. But then what if my pants turn up at like a murder scene? Right? It's got my DNA all over it.
Somebody'd buy your cum-crusted pants to frame you for murder.
Maybe. I don't fucking know. But this is that's where my brain went with it. It's like, hang on,
perfect crime.
But just that, like, but having to explain it. So even like, oh, where were you on this date? Right, okay, well, I was you. Well, why were your cum encrusted pants over there? Well, I sold them to some weirdo on the internet.
I mean, there's going to be like an audit trail. You know what I mean? There's going to be messages where this guy's asked you for your pants.
Yeah, but then... it's that embarrassment then of having to explain it. They're like, you know, I sold my cum pants to some fucking weirdo on the internet.
Yeah. In the sort of very likely scenario that he's going to sell the cum encrusted pants and then be framed for murder.
Well, that's it. But this is, I don't know why, but that's where I went with it. That was where my brain was fucking going. They're like, it's not a good idea because you could
somebody's going to buy them, then rub them all over the corpse. They've just murdered.
Yep, that's him going to jail.
Yeah, that's him out the way, sorted.
But we laugh about it. What if it's happened before to some poor innocent soul who just sold his crusty... Fucking... yes, there we are. If you've sold your underwear on the internet before now, please do let us know.
If you haven't been framed,
were you ever accused of murder?
Oh, fucking hell. I guess it could happen.
Yeah. Who knows? It's just my weird fucking brain, isn't it? But on that note...
The cum pants killer strikes again.
We just got it. Yeah, it could be a very sticky situation to get out of.
On that note, let's end it.
Instagram, thank you for listening. Next episode will be Wrong Turn 3.
Let me promote the Instagram by just saying Instagram.
Yeah, they know
the social media thing down nailed.
Yeah, we got this down.
Yeah.
And again, thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Ta-da.
Bye-bye.